Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Montgomery man was taken into custody on Monday after Rice County deputies investigated him for sexual misconduct with a child. 52-year-old John Patrick Webster is charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct, solicitation of a child to engage in sex, and using electronic communication related to sexual acts. On July 6, the mother of the 14-year-old boy found the Grindr app on his phone. It's an online social networking site for homosexuals. Deputies set up an interview with the boy and discovered evidence that led to the arrest of Webster. According to court records, he was convicted in 1997 in Winona County for the same crime. He told law enforcement he had to register as a predatory offender for 20 years. Bail's been set at $200,000 without conditions, $85,000 with conditions. Webster's initial court appearance is July 25th. A change order of nearly $69,000 involving the reconstruction of Division Street was put to a vote at the Northfield City Council Tuesday night. Administrator Ben Mardig.
You know, we've got some pedestrian improvements, we've got benches, we've got some new landscaping that's going out there, we've got some enhancements to the crosswalks for safety purposes and narrowing of the road. Along with that, we identified, and the council actually designated some money for some public art with the project.
1% of construction costs are now being designated for public art. In the change order, $10,000 was designated for the building of a pad for a future sculpture on Division at 6th Street. Councilor DeLong said,
"And if we're going to have this program, if we're going to have 1% set aside for art, I think the art should stand by itself."
He was concerned that it would set policy before the council had a chance to discuss it. Mardik felt that it was appropriate for the dollars to come from the construction budget. However, other councilors agreed with DeLong, including Ness, and Zweifel added,
"I do like that we're calling it out and that we're preparing for the art and that we're starting down this road to a policy."
The vote for the change order, taking the $10,000 out of the arts budget, was approved 5-1, with Mayor Pownell voting against it. The remaining $59,000 was approved for construction items including design modification on the new crosswalk installations and additional colored concrete for stone seat walls and a stone column. There remains $307,000 in the contingency fund for this project. And kids caught crayfish, tadpoles, and bugs out of the Cannon River on June 30th during an insect safari hosted by the Cannon River Watershed Partnership. CRWP educator Kevin Strauss helped about 20 kids and their parent helpers identify what they caught. They also learned how to tell how clean the river is. Researchers use an insect life scoring scale from 0 to 20 to determine how clean a river or lake is based on the insects living there. So how did the Cannon do in Northfield? While not a scientific study, it was fair at best. The full press release with more information is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.